This is Thomas B. Warren with the presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. We've been speaking for the past several times on a series of lessons entitled Conduct Worthy of the Gospel. We have pointed out in this series that each person is under obligation to so live that the things which he says and the things which he does, as they are heard and observed by other people, will actually reflect for that observer the basic principles of the gospel. Already we have seen these principles of the gospel and how they are to be incorporated into human life. First, that our spiritual relationship to God is of paramount importance. It's of greater importance than anything else in which a human being could be involved. Secondly, we have seen that the gospel is a message of grace, and so, as a result, our lives should manifest joy and thanksgiving. We should not go through life in a sort of mully-grubbing, self-pitying sort of way. Third, we have noted that the gospel reveals God's hatred of sin and its terrible consequences. And fourth, that the gospel reveals an open way of access to God and communion with Him. The Bible teaches us that we should go to God in prayer. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. James chapter 1 and verse 5. We should learn to depend upon the Lord. As the Bible says in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now this psalm says, upon whatever other men or women may depend, I am going to depend upon the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, not something or someone else, but the Lord, God Almighty. I will depend upon Him. I will trust in Him. And therefore I know that I shall not want, that is, I shall not lack for the things that I really do need in life. That doesn't mean for a moment that God will give us everything the human heart might desire, or what even we may mistakenly think is wise and good for us to have. But it does indicate that if we ask in faith, that God will bless us according to our true needs. You recall that Jesus said, as recorded in the Sermon on the Mount, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And he goes on to point out that human fathers, even though every human father is at least somewhat evil, will, if his children ask for some favor, such as bread, that he will bless him. He will not, if his son ask bread, give him a stone or a serpent upon which to or a serpent which can harm him, but rather he will give him those things that are good for him. And now he says, learn the lesson, make the transfer, draw the deduction, that if a human father, who is somewhat evil at best, will do good things to his children, why can you not trust the Heavenly Father to do good things to those that trust in Him? And so the Bible recognizes this great principle of the gospel, that it reveals an open way of access to God, and so childlike reliance and trust on Him and communion with Him should be characteristic of all of us. Now a fifth principle of the gospel, that the gospel is needed by and is intended by God for the whole world, and so we must be zealous in spreading it. After Jesus had been crucified, buried, and raised from the dead, he gave what has been aptly described or called the Great Commission. And in that Great Commission, he said these words, as recorded in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. You see here the Lord makes clear that the gospel is for everyone, and the zeal that should be in the heart and the life of every child of God should reflect that cruciality and that responsibility. We should strive to preach the gospel to everybody. But our time is gone for today, and in closing, let me thank you for listening and plead with you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.